Six Nations Elected Council are looking for community feedback about a proposed agreement between council and the Port Colborne Quarries project that will see Six Nations be compensated financially for the amount of aggregate that is extracted during the lifetime of the quarry. So joining me to talk about this agreement in place and the project as a whole is Peter Graham, Consultation Supervisor for Elected Council's Consultation and Accommodation Process Team. So thank you for doing this today, Peter.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And just to start, how did this come about? What's the agreement in place currently? And are you able to detail some of the specifics with what the agreement involves?
Yes. So we're involved in discussions with every aggregate company that's proposing a new pit or a pit extension in either the Haldimand Tract or the Fort Albany Nanfan Treaty area. So, you know, conversations are ongoing with more than a dozen operators. For this one, we were able to reach agreement. The agreement provides Six Nations Elected Council with 10 cents for every ton of aggregate extracted, or gravel, let's say, which will be a total of $4.2 million over the life of the quarry. The quarry is expected to be around for about 25 to 35 years. It depends on market conditions. Because that's quite a bit of time, the agreement also contains an inflation clause. So every 2 years, that 10 cents, you know, will increase according to the Bank of Canada's inflation rate. The agreement also includes a clause where elected council has to be consulted about the rehabilitation of the quarry after the gravel has been extracted. And as with most of our agreements, there's also a clause that the company will work with elected council on employment, contracting, and apprenticeship opportunities. Though in this case, it's a pit extension instead of a new pit, which means they already have an established workforce and business relationships. So in this case, there'll be probably very limited opportunities to take advantage of that clause.
And in terms of the benefits of entering into this agreement, what are they? And I guess how profitable can this be for Six Nations?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically as I outlined. So it's that 10 cents a ton. So this particular one will provide $4.2 million. You know, I suspect, you know, a typical year, there'd be probably, you know, 100,000 something, let's call it, you know, 150,000 received from this quarry. You know, we also have, you know, agreements with other quarries. So, you know, once these quarries get up and running, you know, they'll be collectively sending, you know, hundreds of thousands a year to elected council. And, you know, as you know, we hope there will be further agreements. So we'll eventually be receiving, you know, millions of dollars a year, you know, from these quarries. You know, if we didn't reach an agreement, the quarry would go ahead anyway. In Ontario, it's the Ministry of Natural Resources, which is responsible, you know, for permitting, for green lighting these operations. And, you know, the Ministry of Natural Resources is quite comfortable moving along without adequate consultation. And, you know, they refer to agreements like this as, you know, third party business relationships with it, which they have nothing to do and will not endorse. So, you know, at the end of the day, it's either this agreement or the quarry, you know, goes ahead without those payments and some of those environmental checks.
And so in saying that, I guess, how does the compensation here compare to other agreements like this with being paid 10 cents per every ton, I guess, right?
Yeah, so that's what we're having with all our agreements. Though with this one, the inflation clause just for that long-term protection is new. You know, 10 cents a ton is more than what the province receives. The rate changes, but I believe the province would receive around 6 cents a ton from these quarry operations.
And in terms of looking ahead, do you know where the funds from the project, where that will go? Does Six Nations Elected Council have a plan for how they'll be used?
No, I don't believe there's a particular plan for the aggregate money. Some of these projects that we bring to council and then to community engagement, either from us or from the community engagement process, it might be suggested that, for example, all the funds go into housing or say roads. As far as these aggregate pits, the money has not been allocated anywhere in specific. So I would assume it would go to general revenue. And to date, there hasn't been the feedback we've gotten, hasn't indicated it should be directed to a particular department or project.
And you talked about, I guess, the requirements that, or the duty to consult that developers and counties and municipalities within the region have to Six Nations. I guess, how did that process on this project move along with negotiations? Were there any setbacks or was it generally easy striking a deal on this?
In all cases, it's a bit of a long process. We will mention the requirement that 10 cents a ton be paid, at our first meeting with all companies, including this one. We also have this company's and all the others pay for technical professional peer review of their key environmental documents. So that takes a while. A study's prepared, questions, concerns about their project documents. And, there's lots of back and forth with that. At the end of the day, it's, when the company agrees, it's a combination of, both the company's, willingness to sometimes, acknowledgement that there should be some compensation for what happens on Six Nations Treaty territory. But, frankly, time is also another matter. Proper consultation can take a while, and some companies will become, more motivated to agree to the 10 cents a ton after consultation has been going on, for a year or two versus our initial meeting.
And do you think there's any changes that the province or Canada could make to make the duty to consult a more thought about issue, I guess?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. I mean, a lot of things. I mean, unfortunately, this government has largely been moving in a different direction. Its recent Bill 5 certainly, attacks, Six Nations' rights to participate, be aware of archaeology for endangered species. I mean, it would be helpful, of course, if Ontario would adopt UNDRIP. As far as these quarry applications, it could also make this levy a matter of course, that it would automatically be paid out. And then we could just center strictly on the environmental aspect instead of juggling that in the financial aspect.
And you talked about being in discussions with all these different on these different projects. What would a successful negotiation with all these look like to Six Nations? And I guess what would it mean for the community?
Well, there's two parts. There's the one that's financial component I've centered on. Especially, if you look, there has been, some effort trying to get this provincial wide levy that would not only provide payment for new pits and pit expansions, which is all the ministry will entertain consultation on. There's, of course, hundreds and hundreds of pits in Six Nations treaty territory that are already existing and don't pay a cent. So ideally, and there has been some discussions about this, all quarry pits would provide those payouts. And if that happened, that would be tens of millions of dollars a year. So that's the goal on that front. Environmentally, it would be good. More pressure was put on the MNRF, so they'd be more receptive to larger environmental gains. So, for example, increasing a buffer or a setback from quarries and woodlots, swamps, that would be very beneficial as well. We certainly got some environmental improvements on this project, as we do with others, but it would be helpful to be able to make more substantive, beneficial environmental changes.
And just in terms of community engagement being sought from council, what have you and the CAP team heard from them on this project, and when will you know that the community is behind this and in support of it?
Yeah, so to date, it's been disproportionately, information requests versus strong opinions. But at the same time, we're still expecting a lot more community surveys to be returned. And what we do is to council, we provide a summary, but crucially, every comment we get is copied down pretty much word for word. So chief and council has the exact community comments before them.
All right, Peter, thank you very much for doing this, and best of luck with everything that the CAP team has going on.
Thank you very much. And if listeners are interested in a survey, please do contact the Lands and Resources Department. We can be reached at 519-753-0665. And if you submit a survey, we'll send you a gift card.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic journalism.